Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Credo Technology Group Holding Ltd, or CRDO as you might see it ticker-wise. If you're not familiar with Credo, let me give you the quick rundown. This company operates in the high-speed connectivity space, focusing on cutting-edge solutions for data centers, enterprise networking, and other tech-heavy industries. They're part of the broader semiconductor and tech infrastructure sector, a critical area as the world leans harder into cloud computing and AI-driven workloads. Based out of the US, with a solid team behind them, Credo is carving out a niche in a competitive but rapidly growing market. So, let's dive into what's been happening with them lately, break down their strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, and see if this stock deserves a spot in your long-term portfolio. First, let's touch on some recent developments. Credo has been making waves with their latest earnings report for Q3 of fiscal 2025, where they posted a record revenue of $135 million. That's a standout figure, and it's clear they're riding the wave of demand for high-speed connectivity solutions. On the performance front, their stock has shown some interesting moves over various timeframes, with solid gains in the shorter term, reflecting market confidence in their growth story. But, as we long-term investors know, it's not just about the quick pops, it's about sustainability. So let's unpack their position through a detailed SWOT analysis and see if Credo has the legs for the long haul. Strengths. The revenue growth that turns heads. Credo's latest earnings call highlighted a record-breaking $135 million in revenue for Q3 fiscal 2025. This isn't just a number. It signals strong demand for their high-speed connectivity products, especially in data centers and enterprise markets. For us long-term investors, consistent top-line growth like this is a green flag. Innovation at the core. From their earnings call summary, it's evident Credo is doubling down on R&D to stay ahead in the tech race. They're not just keeping up, they're pushing boundaries in connectivity solutions, which is crucial in a sector where obsolescence is a real risk. Their focus on innovation could cement their market position over time. Solid financial position. Looking at their balance sheet, Credo has a healthy stash of cash and equivalents paired with a manageable debt-to-equity ratio. This gives them flexibility to invest in growth without being bogged down by heavy liabilities, a key strength for weathering economic downturns. Customer diversification. Another gem from their earnings call, they're strategically expanding their customer base. This reduces reliance on any single client and builds resilience, especially in a volatile tech market. For us, that's a sign of smart management thinking long-term. Weaknesses, profitability concerns. While revenue is soaring, let's not ignore the bottom line. Their net profit margin isn't as robust as we'd like to see for a company in this growth phase. Digging into their income statement, net income growth hasn't kept pace with revenue, which could signal high operating costs or pricing pressures. Something to watch closely. Valuation stretched. Credo's price-to-earnings ratio, when compared to industry averages, looks a bit lofty. Even the forward PE estimates suggest the market is pricing in a lot of future growth. For long-term investors like us, this means there's less margin of safety if growth stumbles. We need to see them justify this premium. Limited dividend appeal. If you're into income plays, Credo might not be your cup of tea. Their dividend yield is negligible, which isn't surprising for a growth-focused tech firm, but it does limit appeal for those of us balancing growth and income in our portfolios. Opportunities. Booming industry trends. Credo sits in a sweet spot with the semiconductor and connectivity space. As cloud computing, AI, and 5G continue to expand, demand for their products could skyrocket. Their sector performance metrics show consistent growth, and Credo is well positioned to ride this wave if they execute right. Geographic and product expansion. Looking at their revenue segments, there's room to grow in untapped regions and product categories. If they can scale their presence globally, while diversifying their offerings, as hinted in their earnings call, we could see some serious upside over the next few years. Their focus on customer diversification opens doors for partnerships with major tech players. Imagine Credo locking in deals with big cloud providers or AI firms. Those kinds of moves could be game changers and drive both revenue and stock sentiment in the medium term. Threats. Fierce competition. The tech infrastructure space is a shark tank. Bigger players with deeper pockets could outmuscle Credo on pricing or innovation if they're not careful. Industry performance data shows tight margins across the board, so Credo needs to keep differentiating to avoid getting squeezed. Macroeconomic headwinds. Let's be real. Tech stocks aren't immune to broader economic slowdowns. Rising interest rates or a pullback in corporate IT spending could hit demand for Credo's solutions. Their beta suggests they're not overly volatile, but external shocks are still a risk we can't ignore. Supply chain risks. The semiconductor industry is notorious for supply chain hiccups. Any disruptions, whether from geopolitical tensions or raw material shortages, could derail Credo's growth trajectory. Their earnings call didn't mention this directly, but it's a lingering concern for the sector as a whole. Now let's tie this all together with some broader insights. Credo is clearly playing in a high-growth arena, and their recent revenue numbers and strategic focus are exciting to see. That said, I can't help but raise an eyebrow at their profitability and valuation metrics. For us long-term investors, the question isn't just can they grow, but can they grow profitably and sustainably? On the flip side, the industry tailwinds are hard to ignore, and if Credo keeps innovating and diversifying, they could carve out a bigger slice of this expanding pie. Short term, watch for any news on partnerships or new product launches. Those could spark some momentum. Medium term, keep an eye on how they manage costs to improve those margins. In conclusion, Credo Technology Group Holding Limited presents a compelling but nuanced opportunity for long-term investors. They've got the growth story and industry positioning to potentially deliver strong returns over the next decade. But the path isn't without bumps. Profitability and competitive pressures are real hurdles. If you're considering adding them to your portfolio, weigh their innovation and market opportunities against the valuation risks and thinner margins. As always, do your own deep dive and stay tuned to MarketSnap for daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses like this one, available in video, audio, and article formats. Plus, check out the full SWOT breakdown on our platform. Let's keep building wealth together. See you in the next one.